there were murmurs and uncertainties going on. And at Frankfurt that year, the American CEO took me aside and said, look, Gail, there's going to be a change in the UK and we'd like you to take over. I found that profoundly shocking. I mean, partly because the person who was clearly going to leave was someone I'd worked with since 1981. So, you know, a long time. And someone I admired. So I said I needed to think about it. And he said, well, you haven't got long. You've got 5 days or whatever it was. So I went back and I spoke to my husband about it. And he said, well, of course you've got to say yes. So I said yes. And
what might have made you say no?
I had two young children. It was a huge job. I knew that there was a huge amount to do and I didn't know how to do it. You know, I hadn't done it before. I mean, I wasn't sure I could do it. I mean, I was very flattered that people had the confidence in me and that my, I think as someone said to me, Gail, your record was unsullied. You know, so in other words, you know, there were loads of other people who might have been more qualified, but actually you just kind of got on with your own job, kept your head down and hadn't upset anybody. Therefore, you were the best person for it. It wasn't a great recommendation, but nonetheless. So in any case, I did it. And it all took place the day after Ben Oakrey won the Booker Prize and who was actually published by the group. And I remember Alberto Vitali, who was the American boss, calling a board meeting and everybody going up to the board meeting, my peer group, and Alberto saying, I have an announcement to make. There is a change of management and Gail is taking over. And Gail would now like to say a few words. Of course, I hadn't prepared any words at all, so I stumbled through a few words. Everyone looked completely shocked, totally horrified. And then we all went back to our offices. Mine was on the ground floor. And then the American CEO walked into my office and out of his suit pocket, he took this crumpled piece of paper and he handed it to him and he said, here's the beginnings of a press release, good luck. And then he says, I've got to catch the next flight back to New York. So I said, oh, okay, bye-bye. And I was looking at, it literally was a paragraph. And I thought, oh dear, I've got my job number one, write a press release. It's very, if it wasn't so terrifying, it would have been funny at the time.